I have divided some truth from the Word of God. As Paul said, we need to rightly divide the Word of God. And I have done that. And by that I mean, and what Paul meant, I'm sure, is I've taken Scripture from its context, which speaks plainly, clearly, and illustrates a truth. And when people can believe the Bible, believe its truth. That's what's important. What the Bible says is truth. I would like to have a lot of supporting scriptures for the scriptures I'm going to read, but I don't have time. But there are multiple supporting scriptures to those I'll be reading today. I don't really have time that you should be able to turn to each scripture unless you're very quick. So I suggest you take a pen and a paper and write down these scriptures as I read them. And you can, in your private study, go back over them, and they speak truth, and they are in line with each other, and they present the story flow of what God is doing with mankind. Okay? First scripture I want to turn to and read is in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is when the disciples came to Christ and said, "What are the signs of your coming and of the end of the world?" And I'm going to read verse 5. "Many shall come in my name," Christ said, "saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. All of the Protestant ministers and all of the Catholic priests will tell you that Jesus is the Christ." That's what this scripture is saying. They'll tell you that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God. But they will deceive people with what they teach about Jesus, because they don't teach what Jesus taught. I'm going to go back now to Matthew 2nd chapter. And this is where Herod had asked the religious leaders of his day, "Where will Jesus, this Christ, be born?" And they said in verse 5, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets." Now listen to what is written by the prophets. "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." People who don't know what I showed you 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, I don't remember when, but Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh to save the world. He will save the world when He returns. This is showing you how He will do that. So I'm going to go back now to Jeremiah, because Jeremiah believed what you just read here, if some of you are reading, but what I just read to you. "Out of Judea will come a governor, and he shall rule the people of Israel." I'm going to turn back to Jeremiah, and I'm going to turn to chapter 23, and I'm going to read verses 5 and 6. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice, not in heaven, but in the earth. In his day, Judah shall be saved." Do you believe that when Jesus Christ comes back, Judah will be saved? That's what your Bible says. Many people who think they're born again already and who believe you've got to be saved and born again in this life or else you've missed the boat and you're going to go to that bad place, do not believe that scripture. Can you believe that when Jesus Christ comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, all Israel will be saved? Let's go to Paul's writing in Romans chapter 11. And I'm going to read verses 25 and 26. And this whole chapter is where Paul tells these Roman Christians that they were grafted into the nation of Israel, so to speak, because the nation of Israel is and always will be God's chosen people. He says here that God has not cast them away, that they should be lost forever. Read the chapter, but I'm going to draw your attention to verse 25 and 26. Paul says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, of this mystery. And it's a mystery to many, many, many people. Many people who say that Jesus is the Christ do not understand this mystery. But here it is. Lest you should be wise in your own conceit. You see, if you don't understand God's word, you can be puffed up with what false knowledge you think you have. And we need to be humble before God and believe His word. He says, blindness in part is happened to Israel until a certain time. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. God has a number of people who are Gentile Christians since the time of the world. Okay? Gentile Christians will be part of the ruling government under the governor, Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. And so, all Israel shall be saved again, as it is written, there shall come out of Sion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That hasn't happened today. There are some people that might tell you the Israelitish nation over here surrounding Jerusalem is an answer to prophecy and God has brought His people back to the Holy Land. That is not so. That does not fulfill the prophecies that God says, I will bring my people home to their own land. After the Gentile Christian number has been reached, and God only knows how many He requires, until the Gentile Christians are brought in to the fold of Israel, God's chosen people, I'm going to go to Daniel again for another scripture. Daniel chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 44. This chapter is talking about a great image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in a dream. And Daniel is explaining what this great were a part of iron and part of clay. But what I want to read is, in the days of these 10 kings, identified by these 10 toes, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it will include these 10 kings and their kingdom. As it says, and it shall is a long time. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back to Matthew. I'm going to go back to Matthew 24. And I'm going to read verse 14. If I can find Matthew 24. Here we are. 14. And this gospel that I'm showing you today, this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world for a witness. Not that everybody's going to believe it. Not that everybody will believe the plain, clear, crystal clear words that I've shown you in your Bible. They won't believe it because, you see, they've got a deceptive idea of why Christ came. They think He came to save the world. They didn't realize He did not come to save the world on His first trip to this earth, but when He returns, He will save the world. If you get that point and nothing else from this sermonette, that one simple truth will lead you into much more truth. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. When you understand that 2 × 2 = 4, and 4 / 2 = 2, and 2 / 4 = 2, when you have that basic knowledge of math, you can do algebra. calculus. But if you don't get the basics of math, you're stumped. If you don't get the basic truth of God's Word, which is the most important thing for this age, because it is during this age, Matthew 24, the last parts of this world, the end time of this world. I'll read it again, verse 14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, Chinese, Japanese, Hungarian, England, America, Canada, Mexico, all nations, and then shall the end come. There are works right now, we're part of one, who is trying to tell the world these things, and we're doing it as a witness because, as you can see, how many people do you feel live in this little burg here? How many people are from this little burg? We're from various places. So God is not working with a whole bunch of people. The average American doesn't understand these things I've shown you. Now, who will administer? Who will administer the government under this governor? That will strengthen maybe some of these truths that you may be a little apprehensive about understanding. I'm in Matthew. I'm going to go back to Matthew 19. And I'm going to read verses 27 and 28. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. What shall we therefore have? And Jesus said unto them, listen to what Jesus said. Verily I say unto you that ye who have followed me in the regeneration, that's in the return of Jesus Christ and when he comes over, and when he sets up the government of God and everything is regenerated from man's way to God's way. In the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you 12 men will sit on 12 thrones, judging in heaven. No, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you believe that? They did. We're going to go to chapter 20 right quick, and we're going to read verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And I'm not going to read it all, because we'll just read it all right quick. May as well read it as a talk. And he said unto her, What will you? She said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your kingdom. And he didn't explain it away. He didn't spiritualize it away. He didn't say, Guys, what I told you, you're going to be sitting on 12. I didn't mean that literally. I mean, you're taking me literally. I didn't really mean that you're going to sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes. So this is what Christ said. Verse 22, Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I drink and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they very foolishly said, Yes. Looking back, seeing the sacrifice that Jesus Christ gave and the punishment, the suffering that he went through, can any of us say, yeah, we can do that? They thought they could. Well, Jesus didn't relate to that. But he said unto them, You shall drink indeed of my cup, not fully, I'm sure, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But he says, To sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. It's not my business. I haven't been given the right by my Father in heaven to decide who's going to sit where. But you 12 men are going to sit on the throne. Let's turn to Acts 1 and see if the apostles believe that. And this is a setting after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And his disciples came. And verse 6. And when they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They didn't ask him, will you at this time take us to heaven? Or when you return, we're going. No, they weren't talking about heaven. They were talking about the kingdom of God, which will be put upon this earth. Listen to his answer. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the time. Now, he didn't explain it away. He didn't spiritualize it and say, again, guys, I wasn't being serious when I told you you'd be sitting on 12 thrones. He said, it's not mine to give, and not up to you to know the time or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. So Jesus Christ didn't have the power or the knowledge to say, 1920 or 2000 and so, or whatever. He didn't know the time. Who else? The 12 disciples will be ruling with Jesus Christ on the throne. Who else? We're going to turn to Revelation 5. And I'm going to read verses 9 and 10. And they sang, and you can read the first part of it, you can read the context, and it's angels in heaven singing a new song. And they say, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed to us by your blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. Listen to the next verse. And have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we're going to go to heaven. No, well, my Bible doesn't say that. It says, and we shall reign upon the earth. Because the kingdom of God is going to bring heaven, as it were, to this earth. That's why Christ prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. One more scripture. 1 Corinthians 6. Who will reign with Christ? Who will be ruling with Christ? Paul says in verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 6, do you not know, Corinthian Christians, that the saints shall judge the world? When are the saints in power of judgment today? Or do we have to go before the unjust judge if we have a problem? Are saints in rule on this earth today? No, they are not, and they will not be until the return of Christ, until he sets up this kingdom, which I've shown you by several very simple scriptures. If you can believe your Bible, take these scriptures home and read them and reread them until you really, truly believe them, and that will maybe be a starting point for conversion, because we need all to be continually converted to more and more truth. Okay? Let's all